Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Ireland captain Katie McCabe is with me. Katie, it's been a while.
I know. It's been ages, actually.
Yeah, but listen, you've only done a few little bits in between, including winning the Champions League. Come on.
I know. Crazy.
Where does that rank in your football kind of achievements and dreams? I mean, being captain of your country is such an honour, but you've won the Champions League with Arsenal.
I know. It's, to be honest, like I've tried to separate the international and then the club because of obviously how proud I was to qualify for the World Cup and lead the girls out down in Australia. So in terms of club accomplishments, it's right up there. You can't top the Champions League, can you?
I don't think so, in fairness. And listen, I was in the stadium in Perth when you scored straight from a corner against Canada. That's one of the best moments of my life. I can't imagine what it was like for you. But
no, it was incredible.
Jesus, like just the Champions League, like that is just such an achievement. And you know, for Arsenal, it's been a while. Obviously, you know, and there's been teams dominating Europe, teams certainly Chelsea dominating the WSL. So where does this kind of leave you guys now? Do you think maybe next season Chelsea can get a knock on the door and Arsenal will be there?
Yeah, look, I think as you said, it's been 18 years since the club last won the Champions League, so it's been a long time coming in terms of getting back to that stature in Europe again. I think domestically, obviously, over the last few years, we would have liked to come away with a couple more trophies, but the game has grown and each team across the league is improving and getting better and investing. So we need to obviously understand that. And I think going forward into this season, when you're representing Arsenal, you want to be kind of competing on all fronts and all competitions. So it's going to be, an exciting season ahead, but one we really want to kind of continue the momentum from last season.
Defo. Well, as a United supporter, obviously, I hope you don't continue any kind of momentum. But yeah, listen, we won't worry about that. I'll park all that for the minute when I'm talking to you. One question I've always wanted to ask you, actually, and you can tell me to feck off if you want. But so you're like Caitlin and you are together, right? And she plays for Arsenal and so do you. But like, is there ever any, you know, clash on the pitch that could be carried over into the home or vice versa, where like you bring your personal stuff out onto the training pitch?
Nah, I think like for us, it's our job. So I think the relationship aspect, stays at home. It's not something we, kind of think about too much. I think when we're there to work and keep things obviously professional. So yeah, it's never an issue with us.
Totally fair enough. And listen, great that you're back in Ireland at the moment, which is brilliant. Obviously, fun to be back here for a bit, I'd say.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I love coming home. It's so few and far in between, unfortunately. But it's mad. I think I've nearly been over in London 10 years. So it's always so important when I'm able to come back home and you hear the accent and everyone having the crack. So look, I'm always fond of coming back, and I wish I just could do it more, really.
And is there something when you come home that you're just so glad to see or eat or taste, or is there something that's so Irish, so Dublin, so you, that when you get back you go, oh, that, I'm home now?
I think when I get home and my ma cooks me dinner, like a roast dinner, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
Just like home cooking from your mom, I think you can't beat that.
No, you've been away for a long time, obviously. What age were you when you left home to follow football?
I was 20.
See, that's the thing. Like, it's a long time to be away from the mammy's cooking, in fairness.
I know, yes. That's why whenever I'm back, I'm like, man, have you went to done to get the shopping in?
Cook me up the roast chicken. When you have a summer off, right? Obviously, we know Euro's involvement this year. So you win the Champions League, you get the summer break, and you're back in pre-season probably about a week or so now at this stage. Like, are you good when you're off? Or are you going crazy because you're finally off the professional athlete leash, even for a few days or weeks?
No, I think, like, in terms of switching off, I think everyone has their own sort of things they like to do, and kind of if it's maybe having a party or if it's going and chilling out. Everyone has their own kind of individual thing with to kind of recharge the batteries. Yeah, for me, I went home. I met my family out in Spain. I went away with Caitlin and was able to disconnect and recharge the batteries, because for me, coming back into pre-season, it's all about having that hunger and desire to kind of go and kick on again and try top obviously what we did last year. And that's always the ambition. Yes, of course, it was an amazing achievement for us to win the Champions League, but we want to keep pushing on now. And for me, having the off season, it was important to make sure I was fully charged to kind of go again.
Right, so there isn't seven tiramisus at the end of your dinner table then, like I would.
I'm not dessert.
Are you not? No, it's the roast dinner and the starters. Yeah, I hear you. Let's talk Ireland for a sec if we can, because Carlo Ward's come in recently. I wonder how you find working under a new coach, and does it bring fresh ideas, and is there a new energy in the camp?
Like, I think since Carlo's come in, it's definitely been a bit of a transition period. A lot of important members of the team retired with a lot of experience. So that's obviously going to be hard to kind of replace. And then obviously the new manager, new ideas, new formation. It takes a bit of time getting used to. But yeah, I think over the course of the last few games, we've played under Carlo. She's got a good understanding of what she wants, and I think going forward now in October we've got the two games against Belgium, so it's really important for us in terms of taking those steps towards the World Cup. I'm sure you'll see a better understanding of where we're at as a team.
Yeah, well, that makes sense that you'll get that time together, I suppose, to follow what Carlo wants to do. Those big games against Belgium, as Ireland supporters, like the whole country, as you know, is behind you. And geez, those games are brilliant, especially the ones in the Aviva. But sometimes I wonder, like, obviously for World Cup qualification and all those things, and every athlete wants to be, you know, play it at as high a level as possible and get to where they want to be. But sometimes I wonder, like, you know, say if we beat Belgium and get promoted into Group A, are we going to struggle against those better teams? Whereas if we stayed in Group B, the competitive nature would be there maybe a bit more or whatever. Or is that just a layperson's attitude and every professional athlete is like, no, test me at the highest level again, again, again?
Yeah, I think you always want to be tested against the best. And last summer when we had the Nations League group with France, England and Sweden, you have to step your game up and you have to step your level up and be ready to try stop obviously some of the world's best. And I think that's a challenge in itself, but for us obviously there's the whole League A, League B, what will be better for us going forward for the World Cup qualification. Like, it's kind of our hands really. All we can kind of do is concentrate on each game that's in front of us, so whatever it's meant to be, it'll be. And then we just kind of have to go from there to see what steps we have to take leading into that qualification.
Totally fair enough. And as captain, do you have like loads of extra bits to do? Like, are you constantly like plagued for sorting tickets out for the players and their families and everyone?
To be fair, I think, we've got obviously a great staff group around us to kind of take any of those headaches away from me. We've got a group of players that, they have their own kind of little responsibilities within the group. So, it does not fall on my shoulders.
That's good. I'm glad to hear it. Yeah. And come here, just very quickly, I saw you met Dua Lipa at the Wembley gig.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Yeah. Great show.
She was she was amazing. Put on a fantastic concert, and was delighted then to be able to meet her after. I think she's a Chelsea fan, so I was trying to convert her over to that. Don't think it worked.
Yeah, maybe show her the Champions League trophy. She might believe you. Katie, listen, it's always a pleasure to catch up. Thank you so much for everything you do for the sport, and particularly in that green jersey of Ireland. We are so behind you all, and we really hope that those Belgium games go well and we get ourselves promoted into Group A in the Nations League and onwards to a World Cup. It's brilliant to catch up. Thanks so much, Katie.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.